This morning, we'd like to see the title of the servants of the God of heaven and earth in the book of Ezra, chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. Right now, what happened? Due to adversary opposition to reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem, the last verse, chapter 4, verse 24 says, "Thus the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, ceased, stopped, and it was discontinued until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia." What does it mean? Because the last time Samaritan made up certain complaint against the Jewish people to reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem, to Persian king Artaxerxes. So Artaxerxes said, "You should stop Jewish people to reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem until the king, Persian king, allowed to do so." That's why the Jewish people were seized or stopped to reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem. Today, here, first one, then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophets, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was of them. Basically, Haggai and Zechariah delivered God's word to Jewish people who were seized, who were stopped to reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem. Haggai and Zechariah were prophets. Prophets meaning the people who delivered the word of God are called prophets. At the same period of history and their prophecies related to these things, these stopping construction of the temple. They are mentioned here that Haggai and Zechariah prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God. In the first chapter, Haggai, verse 1 says, "In the second year of King Darius." So in the book of Ezra, introduced three kings of Persia. First king Cyrus, second king Artaxerxes, the third king Darius. Right here, Darius king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah. So the governor of Judah was given God's word through Haggai, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. So Joshua was a high priest, saying, and verse 7 and verse 8 say, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Consider your ways meaning Haggai delivered the God's word to Zerubbabel and Joshua and Jewish people who were seized to construct the temple in Jerusalem. God said, "Consider your ways, go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple." So God really encouraged Jewish people and Zerubbabel and Joshua, the leaders of the Jewish people, to keep on building the temple, that I may take a pleasure your reaping, I may take a pleasure in it and be glorified. So when you build up the temple, God will be glorified with his pleasure. Then Says the law, look, what's going on? You are planting a lot of seed, but you are reaping small crops. There is a drought that's going on. God is seeking to get your attention. You are trying to get money, but you put it into your purse. But the purse has holes in it. Your money isn't going anywhere, and you are having a lot of problems. Haggai said, the reason is you have turned from the work of building the house of the Lord, and you are thinking of yourself first rather than God first. Why you stopped your building the temple? Because you considered you first rather than God first. Putting yourself first above God and your personal needs above the Lord. God just let you experience a real spiritual drought in your own lives. So you gather in a lot, but you really have nothing. You are short. Haggai was encouraging the Jewish people to get back and finish building of the house of God. Also, we could find of Zechariah the prophet, Zechariah chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, the hands of Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Right here, God delivered God's word to Zechariah, said, Zerubbabel, finish the building, the temple. Finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth, giving the vision that he has of this period of time. So we know that Zerubbabel and Jeshua building the temple in Jerusalem, Haggai, Zechariah, the prophets delivered the gospel to encourage the Jewish people to keep on building the temple. God sometimes sends prophets to encourage and strengthen his people. To accomplish this, God allowed Haggai and Zechariah to deliver God's word. Today also, as a gift of the Spirit, a prophecy is allowed to some. And God says it's a purpose in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. He who prophesies speaks, number one, edification, number two, exhortation, number three, comfort to man. So in order to build up the body of Christ, God delivered through a man, God's word. Number two, exhort. Exhort meaning encourage and correct. The last one, comfort. In turn, we should encourage those who bring God's words to us in church. In light of the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. So especially you should desire spiritual gifts, especially prophesy, deliver God's words to edify, to exhort, and to comfort. Now, verse 2. So Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, rose up and began to build the house of God. So they were encouraged to build up the house of God or build up the temple in Jerusalem, which is in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, helping them. So Haggai, Zechariah, the prophet also got in and started building the work. I like that. I don't have much confidence in a person who just tells me what I ought to be doing if he isn't willing to get in and do it himself. Tell me that I ought to be sacrificing, but they are not willing to sacrifice themselves. Sort of troubles are to me. I stated on page 122 in the Spirit Led Life book, in church matters, we should hear of opinions, but we should discern them at the Bible in the Spirit. And speaker, our response is slowly in James chapter 1, verse 19. So James, speaking with Santiago, chapter 1, verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. One opinion which a member suggests and sacrifices somehow, time, labor, or offering, only for God's glory, is likely a direction of God which we should pay attention to. But another opinion, which he suggests alone, but never sacrifices anyhow in any ministry, is unlikely a direction of God, which we should pray for him, and we, if necessary, may rest slowly to build up the church. Because of the destruction opinion of a ministry. Verse 3, at the same time, Tattenai, the governor of the region beyond the river, and Sethar, Bozani, and their companion came to them and spoke this to them, who has commanded you to build the temple and finish this wall? Then accordingly, we told them the names of the men who were constructing this building. But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, so that they could not make them cease till a report could go to Darius. Then a written answer was returned concerning this matter. This is a copy of the letter that Tattenai sent. So basically, Tattenai and Shetar Bozani and their campaign raised the issue against the Jewish people who have reconstructing the building, the temple. The non-Jews raised the issue, all right, what's your names? Who gave you the authority? Who commanded you to do this? Give us those names. They were seeking by intimidation to discourage them and to cause them to quit. Exactly this kind of happened in the last week too. You know, certain Bible study group, you know, one lady asked to Brother Christian, you know, who gave authority to study Bible here? So you may take an old Bible from here. So why, you know, only allow the Bible, you know, but not any other religion, something like that. So Brother Christian answered, this kind of a certain agreement between Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hills and Telaku, you know, certain area headquarters, you know, like that. So we keep on the studying the Bible, continuing, exactly like this. So, but while the legal debate or dispute went on and the decision was under appeal, the Jews continued to rebuild because already the Persian king Artaxerxes, TRO, temporal restraint order, do not continue on building the temple until new order or allowance is issued. That order, you know, but the God delivered the God's word through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah to start to keep on, you know, building. That's why the Jewish people right now, they are building the temple continually. When we are doing God's work, others may try to delay, confuse, or frustrate us, but we can proceed confidently, even appearing stubborn, but in fact, being steadfast in the faith. God will accomplish His purpose in our world, no matter who attempts to block them, just as He watches over the Jewish elders, He watches over you. Be steadfast in the face of the Lord, and do not be sidetracked by intrigues or slander. The governor of the region beyond the river, and Shephthah, Bozenai, and his companions, the Persians who were in the region beyond the river, to Darius the king. Basically, they sent adversaries, sent a letter to the present king, Darius of Persia, in which it was written this: to Darius the king, recipient is Darius the king, all peace. We wish you have all peace. Let it be known to the king that we went into province of Judea. The dispute was raised from the province of Judea to the temple, especially to the temple of the great God, temple of God, which is being built with heavy stones. Heavy stones meaning big stones or rolling stones. Heavy stones and timber is being laid in the walls, and this work goes on diligently and prospers in their hands. Which meaning the Jewish people worked very diligently, very hard, you know, to build up the temple of God, you know, in Jerusalem, in the province of Judea. Then we asked those elders, we meaning adversary. Adversaries asked those elders, spoke this to them. So basically they raised the question, who commanded you to build this temple and to finish these walls? We also asked them their names to inform you, that we might write the names of the men who were chief among them. Because they asked authority and who were leading the building of the temple. So basically they asked the leaders of that project. And thus they returned us an answer saying, basically Jewish elder answered, we are the servant of God of heaven and earth. What does it mean? The elders, the Jewish people, simply said, we are ordained to serve, to rebuild the temple of God. So they didn't say their own names at all. If you have any problem, you should ask to God, not to us. Because God ordained us to build up the temple. So that's why we are the servant of God over heaven and earth. And we are rebuilding the temple that was built many years ago, which a great king of Israel, or Solomon the king, built and completed. Right now, the Jewish people, basically Jewish elders, explained the brief history why the Jews now were building the temple in Jerusalem. While rebuilding the temple, the workers were confronted by the Persia-appointed governor and followers, demanding to know how gave permission for their construction project. This could have been intimidating, but as we learn from the letter, the Jews boldly replied, we are the servant of the God of heaven and earth, which is the title of today's sermon. It is not always easy to speak up for our faith in an unbelieving world, but we should. The way to deal with pressure and intimidation is to recognize that we are workers for God. We are servants for God. Our confession is to the Lord first, people second. When we contemplate the reactions and criticism of hostile people, we can become easily paralyzed with fear. If we do not confess our faith or to please everyone, we would be no longer the servants of God. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? If I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." God is our master, our leader, and His rewards are most important compared to any earthly rewards. So do not be intimidated. Let others know by your words of the faith and your consequent actions whom you really serve. Verse 12, "But because our fathers," which meaning our Israelite fathers, "provoked the God of heaven to wrath." So Israel's fathers disobeyed God's word or worshipped other gods rather than God. God gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So God used the king of Nebuchadnezzar as an instrument to punish Israelites who disobeyed God, the Chaldeans who destroyed this temple and carried the people away to Babylon. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree to build this house of God. So Cyrus conquered Babylon. So that's why first year of Cyrus. Cyrus is called the king of Persia in chapter 1, verse 1. "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing." But here is called the king of Babylon rather than king of Persia, because Persia had conquered Babylon or took over Babylon. Cyrus was king of both nations. So that's why he calls to Cyrus the king of Babylon. Babylon is more important to this story because it was the location of the Jews' 70 years captivity. Also, the gold and silver articles of the house of God in Jerusalem, which Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, had taken from the temple that was in Jerusalem and carried into the temple of Babylon. Those King Cyrus took from the temple of Babylon, and they were given to one named Sheshbazzar, whom he had made a governor. So the new king Cyrus appointed Sheshbazzar, or Zerubbabel, the Hebrew name Zerubbabel, Persian name is Sheshbazzar, as the governor of Judah. So appointed him, so allowed him to build up the temple in Jerusalem, rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Also allowed him to take over all stolen articles of gold and silver, take them, put them into new temple of God in Jerusalem. So, next verse 15, "And he said to him, take these articles," meaning these articles stolen by Nebuchadnezzar the king, take this article, go carry them to the temple site in Jerusalem, that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be rebuilt on its former site. Basically, rebuilt the temple. Then the same Sheshbazzar came, Sheshbazzar or Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel, Hebrew name, Sheshbazzar, Persian name, came and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. But from that time, even until now, it has been under construction, and it is not finished. Now, therefore, if it seems good to the king, let us search. So basically, Persian adversary said, please search it, whether or not the Cyrus the king gave a decree of permission to reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem. So be made in the king's treasure house, which is there in Babylon. Here is a Babylon may refer to the city of Babylon, which was the capital of the nation of Babylon. Whether it is so that a decree was each decree, meaning a decree permission to reconstruct the temple, was issued by King Cyrus, the first king of Persia, who conquered Babylon. King Cyrus to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send us his pleasure concerning this matter. So this answer, next chapter 6, so we see the Darius the king confirmed Cyrus the king permission to reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem. So Persian King Darius reigned during 522 through 486 before Christ, supported the reconstruction or reaffirmed the reconstruction of the temple decreed by the first king Cyrus, the Persian king. Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, be with us, watch over us, keep us in your love, strengthen us by your Spirit as we seek to do your work. Heavenly Father, turn against the enemy that might institute against your work through us. Although the enemy may intend it for evil, Lord, turn it for good, that we might see your goodness upon our life, enabling us to be your children that you want us to be, filled with your Spirit, working in the Spirit, and the instrument you use to bring your love and your grace to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Next week, we